Capital 263.
What up, what up? How you doing? Welcome to 99 the other guys. I'm figuring us adulthood in 30 or so minutes, which is a lie because adulthood is way more and way longer than 30 or so minutes can ever be able to explain. I would like to be happy. I'm happy to see that we're actually back. And I am super proud of it. I don't know anything else I can say besides that I'm super proud of the fact that we're back. Guys, I'm so stiff at this that I don't even know, but we're going to let it rock. What up, Nyasha? How are you doing? Let's start with you.
So first of all, you're going to mute me despite you wanting to talk to me first. What is that? And 2 years later, and figuring out is still not a word. How are you and I?
I'm doing great.
Relax.
You're looking amazing, too. If anyone's going to see it, you look like we can sell you a hair for a lot of money. We can sell it as a wig somewhere. Hopefully, the video is going to come up somewhere. She's everything all you natural hair movement girls want to be. You know what I mean? So she's kind of killing it there. It's really great to see you back. Since we're going girl boy, I'm going to Archie. What up? How you doing, my guy?
Yo. I'm good, bro. I'm good. Hey, Nyasha. Hey, Mona.
And then...
I missed everybody.
I miss you too, though. I really miss you. One of the cutest things now about Archie's and I's relationship is I feel like every time we text, it's like some heartfelt stuff. Like, when we were kids, we all was up, what's up. Now we're like, I love you too.
Yeah, that's
how it is.
You it's know? Like a
zero to 100. Because you're maturing and you're letting go of all the nonsense that usually surrounds young relationships and friendships. You're actually real, you know, the real McCoy friendship. That's what you're on. I like whatever print is behind you, Archie. Like the painting or picture or whatever it is that's behind you. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. It's a poster that I got from my best friend when he came back from Scotland.
And you know who this best friend is, just in case y'all don't know?
It's Onai.
Here we go. I want to say the explore page on Instagram is the... to all you know, getting addicted to internet semi-porn, right? I deleted my Instagram from my phone and I put it back because I needed to post like my friend in my half marathon thing. And I happened to go on my explore page and guess who was shaking her booty on my explore page? Mona Lisa.
Mona.
You know the explore page only shows you the lit stuff, and then now Mona Lisa is featuring on my explore page. Like showing us the TikTok. Mona, what's up? How are you doing with that TikTok? And
I'm fine. Shut down over the way. Don't do that. I'm fine. I'm good. How are you guys been? I've missed podcasting, guys.
But what you aren't missing?
Allow me to flourish.
What you aren't missing is your recent success in television. See you interviewing all sorts Ooh. Of people.
Yeah.
You know.
It's been amazing. It's been so much fun. Just... apparently reaching where I've wanted to be at for years now. So yeah, it's been an exciting journey, you know. Like I'm half a superstar now, basically.
So I've got a question about that, Mona. Sorry, Onai. Like, what was the difference between getting there now and how it was hard for you to get there all the past years? Like, was it a case of you deciding, or did some opportunity come up and then you're able to take it?
It was just one opportunity that came through and all of a sudden all these other doors are opening. And I'm like, where were you guys like 5 years ago? It was just me impressing one person enough to get in front of a camera. So, yeah.
That's
been a show. Breakthrough artists and celebs, it takes that one time and then it's like a domino effect.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
very true.
I think one of the speaking of things happening and stuff, I wanted to kind of speak to where we've been and why we are back. Like one of the first things I wanted to talk about, having an honest conversation with people who have dedicated themselves to listening to our show. And I just kind of realized that we went quiet and we didn't say anything. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for anyone who's actually downloaded this show right now, because That means that you still rock with us. You're probably not a new listener. You're probably a listener who has been here for a while. If you're a new listener, a new friend to the Noogies, and I would like you to welcome you to the Noog Nation. We're a podcast that tries to figure out adulthood. And I think we're also trying to figure out what this podcast is going to be. Because, you know, you can't keep doing the same style every time. Any married person can tell you that. And I'm not married, so I don't know. It's just information that I hear. Okay, like this is how this podcast goes. This is what it does. You know what I mean? But this podcast, like, when I ask, like, what is our why? Why do we exist as a podcast? What do we do? Well, sometimes we're not telling you how to cook. Sometimes we're not telling you anything political. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I asked a couple of people, why do you listen to our show? And then they said, you know, sometimes it's easier to gauge where I'm at as a young person, as far as are the decisions I'm making correct? Do they make sense? And then when I realized that all these other guys, these amazing people like Onai and the other guys, when I find out that they're going through the same things, I feel more comforted because I'm not alone. And this is what I want to tell you, you're actually not alone. The stuff that you face, bills, more girls, we face it too. You know what I mean? Like, that's generally employment. Your identity. All right, you know, it's the type of stuff that we face too. But we had gone back a bit because, you know, my year had been crazy as the anchor of the show. I had a crazy half of last year, which made it very difficult for me to commit to podcasting the way it is. Some things were happening back in family, some things were happening in the work that I was doing. And, you know, we're just going through this transitional period and change. But one of the things that I ran out of is the creative juice and creative energy. And if you're a creator, you know that it's quite easy to run out of that. I don't know if anyone wants to speak to if this was helpful for us to take a break from this, if we're going to be very honest. If it wasn't, then let people know. I don't know if you think the same way, Nyasha.
Okay, so we're just going to pick on Nyasha first all the time. It's cool. I think the break was very necessary because, like everyone, last year was a bit crazy. Being home constantly, having to adjust how and we move about, how life just changed. And it sort of forced us to rediscover who we are on the inside, which is what I'd like to think and believe is what we bring to the show. And having revisited that and reorganized thoughts and hearts and feelings and all of that, I think we're going to bring better content, better bits of ourselves to our listeners. So I think it was a great, great break. Admittedly, it did cause a bit of a break of connection with people, but we're back and we're gonna
back, baby. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Archie, you wanna speak to it? This is like one of those times when we've got a moment of clarity with the listeners, with our friends, with the nation.
Yo, I totally agree with Nyasha. The break was really good. I think from the last time when we were doing the podcast, the one good thing we did as a podcast is we continuously sort of appraised people on how we were doing in terms of our lives and what was going on. And that was what kept them linked. But I could speak just for myself, but I feel a lot of the Noogies felt like they also needed to take time to really push for the things that they'd been chasing all along. Things were not moving for a lot of people. And this is 2020 bad year aside. Things were not moving for a lot of people in different aspects, and that whole stepping away for a bit, even though it happened accidentally, it wasn't like a planned break. You know, a lot of us got to work on different things. For me, it was a lot more time put into work. A lot of different things changed. I have a son now.
And Archie's got a son. Archie had an
yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That is accurate.
So actually, you're like a like someone says, hey, daddy, it will be yes. Yes, I am a dad.
It is I.
And one of the things, Archie's son is really cool. He doesn't cry much, which helps when you're just meeting the baby for the first time. So shout out to you, man. Mona Lisa, you seem to be, you have been one of the most active people I know, creative, over the past couple of months. What's been the biggest highlight? I knew you kind of spoke to it, but what's been the biggest highlight of all these different things that you have put your fingers into and danced in and posted yourself in dressing that had our tongues wagging, shaking?
Anaya, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Do you want to speak to it for a bit?
Because
no, we are worried.
Very, very worried.
Listen, I'm taking my time to celebrate a queen here. Mona Lisa, for the first, like, you know, for a person who works on the internet a lot, her network just dies at the worst time. Like, what's going on?
Cool. So I was saying, the biggest thing, first of all, the break really kind of helped me because I think things are starting to implode and I couldn't make the podcast as much as I wanted to. So being on a break actually kind of helped me just to channel energies where I wanted it to channel. And I cut off some things and picked up some new things. But creatively, I think the most interesting thing I've been doing is the Instagram Live. And online, the only thing is, what you going to do about it?
Nothing. I am going to keep supporting you, and I think you're amazing. I think we all are happy about all the things. The one thing I cannot do anything about is your network.
Yes, I know, bruv.
Yeah.
And I keep going, please work, please work, please work. But yeah, but I think we are in a good spot right now.
Yeah.
But yes, guys, I'm so glad we are back. I'm really glad we are back.
My eyes and Yasha's did the same thing when Mona said, what you gonna do about it?
I'm just like, oh, and now.
I mean, it depends, you know.
Yeah, but I missed it.
Okay, so listen, we're gonna get into the show. Since we're going back into our training wheels, we're gonna talk about how do you do this, what happened about a week ago. Right? Alright, about a week ago.
Bobby Schmutter got out.
Yes. Bobby Schmutter, so the background you're supposed to be listening to. Mona. I'm muting this girl. So, the background you're probably hearing right now is of Bobby Schmurda, and he got released from prison after taking 6.5 years in prison for, I don't know, not snitching. Like, he didn't snitch, so he was able to get out of free man. And, you know, he took a picture with these non-black women, and, you know, that was quite fun. And... because we were like, oh my gosh, he does not know about Dr. Uma. Oh, a lot of things have happened over the past couple of years. So it was interesting. So that's thanks to Bobby Schmurder, we can have a background for about a week ago. First things first, training will still, but we recently had a case. So I really wanted to talk about this, but I didn't really get the chance to because we were not on. So there was a case, a situation that was happening in our country where our deputy president was accused of having an affair with two ladies, I think it's been two ladies now, sexual affairs, one of whom happened to be someone that he worked with. He has categorically denied it and will take his word for it because we are not going to disagree with the head of state, the deputy head of state, or one of the deputies of heads of state. So I don't really want to go into the credibility of why you think he could be lying or not. We just take his word for it because we are super patriotic and we still love our life.
It's okay.
But there was a bigger conversation that this sparked up, right? About the power dynamics within the workplace. If this had hypothetically happened, a lot of people came out and said that, you know what, these women have got no choice. They don't choose to do, right? If someone with power says, hey, are you about that life? You're going to say, I'm about that life because you want whatever benefits or maybe the perceived threat, of that particular power dynamic. Or, and then there was another section of people which came out and said, no, they could have said, no, you're not forced. Like, if someone says, well, I want to have sex with you, I'm going to give you money, you can actually say no. So people should not come out as victims. me in my nine or nine and the other guy's mind was thinking, if I am now of a supervisory role, middle management, and I've got an intern, can I smash the intern? Yeah, Mona Lisa, you're live. Like, can I smash the intern because I supervise? Is it wrong? Is there a power dynamic there? Is it something that I'm supposed to be worried about? Can me, like, you know, I was kind of thinking about it that way. So I really wanted to hear your thoughts because we've got these power structures everywhere, even in our workplaces today. You know what I mean? So what you guys think?
I don't think that you can. Here's why. Because this person might feel like they have to. It's an abuse of power, even if they are actually willing to. It might be a case of Stockholm syndrome. You know, when you fall in love with your captor. In an ideal situation, you're not supposed to do that. It's just like the recent case with the young man who invited a mature lady to his house.
She was a commercial sex worker. Why are you calling her maturely? She was a commercial sex worker. She was a prostitute. Those are the words that we use, right?
All right. And she was in a position of power in that the age gave her the authority to say yes or no, despite him being the one who's paying. Know what I mean? So now that this gentleman or woman, I don't know, man, whatever tickles your fancy, is putting their foot down, kuti, I wanna smash. And no matter how into her I am, in the eyes of the law or even my company policies, it's not it.
But
so no, you can
still, I don't know. Archie, do you feel the same way? You work for, you've probably worked in corporate where there's a larger pool of where you've got interns. Because where I work, you don't have too many interns and so many other like supervisors. Like it's not as widespread. From your experience, if you want to enter into a relationship I usually say intern because I guess maybe from our perspective, this is how we can actually apply some of these lessons. What if she likes you or he likes you? What if you're just into them, right? Like, what's wrong? Do you quit your job just because you want to pursue a romp in the park with, say, the young lady or young man?
I think it requires both of you to be very mature. It's never a good idea. That's the one thing I think. First of all, it's never a good idea because, guys, this is sex or relationship, whatever. And it affects people in different ways and people start behaving in different ways after it happens. Well, if you start a thing with the intern and then because she feels like you and her are tied like that, how does that work? Or there's several layers between you and the person you're deciding to go into a relationship with, but you're having a relationship with her maybe affects how the people she reports to can actually push it around because she feels like I've got a big dog in the office upstairs so I can do whatever I want in this goddamn job. And I feel like don't do it because those things may happen. If you're going to do it, you both need to to actually sit down like, yo, if we're going to do this, nothing changes at work. And coffee and whatever else, let that respect still be there. Can we keep the lines unblurred? And then if we break up or if this isn't working anymore, it needs to not affect the work relationship, which is very difficult. So personally, if I was to give someone advice and they came through and they're like, yo, this is what I want to do, I would personally say don't do it unless you are really, really serious about that person, because it could very well cost you your career.
Wise words. Guys, chime in. I'm not stopping anyone from talking. I know it's, yeah, you know. Mona?
Hey. Are we still on the vice president?
No, we were never on him to begin with because he's an innocent man.
No, I mean to the topic at hand.
Yes, kind of, yes.
Okay. But what was the last question? Because my network dipped.
No, like, do you know, actually, I would actually ask you, Mona Lisa, because we're talking about how power dynamics and how they can manifest in unfair advantages of supervisor versus supervisee in the workplace. Because I want to bring it home. Now, I want to ask you, you work in the entertainment industry where we often hear that supervisors want to have sex with people, that women are quite abused within the industry that you are like so much in. Is it, whose fault is that though? Like, is it the girl who wants a big break to be on television? We've heard about this a lot. Or is it the guy who asks for, when she says she wants to? Can we blame the guy?
It's definitely the one who is in power's fault, because they know that they hold someone's career, dreams and hopes in their hands, hence they are abusing power. Unless it's a situation of the supervisee has seduced the supervisor in an effort to then slip their way up the ladder. But unfortunately, this is not only found in the workplace. It's also in churches. It's also in general families. For example, I would say women have been known in history to sleep with men who are more socially powerful, financially powerful, in order to move themselves up. So it really quite depends on the situation. In the case of the alleged accusations against the vice president, I think it's also two ways. It's also could be two ways, because he is currently a divorced man and he is the second highest office in the land. So it's quite difficult to know then who initiated and why it was accepted. So yeah, that's what I think.
But all this didn't happen.
Yes, it didn't happen.
All this didn't
happen. Allegedly. All this didn't happen.
But no, I want to ask you this. Like, so you talked about seduction. Why do we always blame the person in power as if the person who is underneath you? Because if you're saying seduction exists, that means that there is a possibility that I was living my own nice little life as your supervisor, and then you showed me the cheeks, and I could not resist the cheeks. Now, all of a sudden, I'm the problem when you're the one who wanted the D? Like... why are we in never defense of the person who was seduced, if he was seduced? Because lots of guys out there will be like, yo, this girl came on to me and I gave her what she wanted. It wasn't about the power.
You have the power to refuse. Auntie, with great power comes great responsibility. The minute you step into a
high... I've never had bonus before, by this man.
That office.
It's honestly, it's hard to be responsible with a boner. I'm being honest.
Yes, but if the person in power, you should be able to foresee that the situation can go left. And if it does go left, it's still on your dole.
It's all new.
No,
At the end of the day, my thing is, Like Archie said, a lot of things can go south. And usually what then happens is it's very fortunate that this incident that did not happen is with a divorced man. But more often than not, it is with a married man or a married woman. And now there's a whole lot of other people that are coming into play. So taking into consideration, I'll give you Shingi Mnyeza. That's his name, right? Yes. He also had a couple with the social media outing his laundry. He's a man in power, right? And this person, this woman, whoever she is, because apparently the woman that was being blamed was not the one. Even if she came onto him, he should have known better and said no.
I don't like... And I'm just pushing back being the devil's advocate here, right? Like, I just wonder... No, listen, because we need to really think about this. I understand patriarchy is a thing. I understand power dynamics are a thing. But there's always this you should have known better. Why is it all of a sudden we somehow have this moral judgment stick, as it were, when the girl has already done what she's done. But we never call out the girls when they're doing the things that we then later say to the men they should have known better about. We always seem to want to target people in power. I get it, but they're human too, and they're flawed. But it almost seems as if the guilt of this said association is most placed on, like, on the man. I understand with the church situation, I hate it when they say this one tempted the man of God. I think that's utter rubbish. I hate that narrative. This one is the bad one. She tempted the man of God. Whatnot. But, you know, in cases where the man was married, what were you doing playing around with married man anyway?
Right? Yeah, well, she threw it and he caught it.
Why should I refuse? If he's going to give me money, why must I refuse?
But this is where we seem to be judging harshly the man for giving you whatever instead of you for being a girl who's like that with a married man.
If you remember, I said married man.
First of all,
either way, because there are women in power who are taking advantage of these young boys out there in these streets.
That is what our origin.
Can I also just say, in the interest where the woman is the one who is married and the man is in power, we should not be blaming the man who's single. We should be blaming the woman who made vows.
Yes.
Well, because you're the one.
Mona, if I can just say, how often have you been like in the streets? And then the boy says, oh no, I want to step. And then you tell him, no, I got a boyfriend. And they're like, I could be your side nigga. I don't care.
Girls are doing that all the time.
But that's different if it's a boyfriend. If there's no ring, fair game. No ring, fair game, guys.
Do you think they care about this ring?
Guys,
personally, no ring, fair game. Ashika to fungot mangwana and to attack Ashika. Tugono to attack Ashika. It is prerogative to say no and to value his relationship. So we should not be blaming the man, the single man, for dating a married woman. That's what.
So even if the married woman is the one in power, we still shouldn't blame her.
No, if she's married and she is in power, that's a double dose of why you do it.
We need to move more.
I think we should blame the person who's in power. No, sorry, the person who's broken a contract. For example, if there's a married person and a single person, and no matter if there's seduction or whatever, the person who's broken a contract in this place would be the married person who has stepped out of his marriage. If both people are single, one is in power and whatnot, guys, these are effing adults. I think this shit has got nothing to do with us. Like, at the end of the day, these are adults. Let them do their thing, bruh. Does it affect me? If they don't do it, does that mean more money to the budget for education or for health?
No, but it's taxpayers' money that this said adult is using. Like,
you know that?
No, I'm saying if it's the person in power. If it's a person in power within the government, then they're using taxpayers' money to defeat their sexual... I mean, I'm not saying this is happening with the leadership or anything, but I just saw that as a point that came out to say, listen, if someone said, if you're paying for sex with my tax money, I want some of that sex too. But then again, this is not the case. Like, again, I just need to repeat that this is what we're looking at. We've heard about the case that is obviously the elephant in the room. We're not talking about that specific. It's just jokes at this point. But I just really wanted to explore it. So at the end of the day, the biggest takeaway for me is, I think we all really... Someone dropped her phone. Yes, I dropped her phone. I think we all really just have to get to the point where... Oh my gosh, where were we, Nyasha? We just have to get to a point where we realize that respect merits our boundaries and think twice before you shag the person who's in power. Like, I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Okay. Fine.
Fine.
Yeah. Yes. Don't. I'm.
That I'm
don't shit where you
eat. Sound convinced.
Don't shit where you eat. Let's go. Next topic.
Next topic. We're getting to hashtags and dot coms. That's the next topic. Which you're gonna hear just after this.
Yeah.
All right, back with hashtags.coms. I saw online some guy talking about how he was a thread actually about how he was stuck in his girlfriend's ceiling because he went over to visit his girlfriend and the mother came. So he had to hide in the ceiling because he was trying to run away from the mom. And the mom could tell from how jittery the girl is. Girls these days don't know how to keep a secret. Right? So back in the day, girls would be, you know, they wouldn't show that a person is out there in your ceiling. But anyway, Mona Lisa is having so much fun. But at the end of it all, the guy then said that he was
so sorry.
It's okay. He was stuck in his mom's ceiling, and then she came through. Then he spent the whole night tweeting, telling us that he was stuck in the girlfriend's ceiling, took pictures and all that. I don't know how far the story is, but I totally can identify with being in a position where you're caught at a girl's house and the parent or someone comes through. So I don't know. Have you guys been in the predicament? What did you do? I just wanted to be more personal about this. Who's been caught? Who wants to go? Come on. Come on.
I've never been caught.
Because only fools get caught.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, I said I'm never where I'm not supposed to be. I am always where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there.
I don't believe this.
No. Right? What I mean is, how relaxed did this guy get? Sugar pakoti mums vakashika.
No, apparently it was like 5 minutes after him sitting down, the mom came back. You know when you just go out and then you come back.
Damn.
But the one, so dash back home.
Does this mean this was before he got none?
Yes, it was before. She had just gone to change, actually.
Oh,
this one time.
Sorry,
I'll tell my story. This one time, the girlfriend I was dating at the time, she had a brother, and the brother was a great guy. He was like a cool guy, used to listen to the same type of music. He was the homie, right? And I went over to this girl's house, and we chilled, we were chilling. And it was late. And then much later, the guy just comes through. Now, I want you to understand, I had a relationship with this guy, and I felt like our relationship, we were equals, because we were almost the same age as the guy. So I just kind of felt like we were equals. Like, I could speak like, yo, because, you know, he was like a brother to me, but like a twin brother, kind of. So when he got in and he saw me, his face changed. You know what I mean? Because the parents are not home. His face changed, and he's like, he didn't really confront me. They go, bro, what are you doing here? He went to the sister. He's like, you know, you can't be having someone this late here. Like, he's like, I know this is online, this is cool, but this is still a house. You can't just be doing that. I would have been happy if it ended like that. The guy dropped me off home. He dropped me off home like a good older brother. And inside, I could almost feel like he was like saying, don't do this again. This is irresponsible. And ever since then, I've always felt like I'm a little bro. I feel like he little broed me in that particular situation where I was caught, where I wasn't supposed to be. And I feel like he's got one up over me. Like, no matter how wrong he can ever do, I can't judge him. we were like in college. I didn't have anything.
I know, but you just said you were same age with Asuka.
What if it was the parents? I think it was the parents. It was the parents. So that was my situation.
Oh, my student.
Then there was this one time. There was this one other time where this girl came over to the house and I was being naughty. Hands all up in the top. And my aunt came in. You know, those, your hands are in there. You cannot hide the fact that you're taking your hands outside. She didn't react. She didn't say anything. The girl just like, you know that embarrassing time when the girl is like, kind of fix her bra, and now you're like looking sheepish. Like when you find a dog mating, and then you're like, what are you doing? And it's looking stupid. That's, I think that's how my face was. But
how long did she stay after that? And did she ever come back?
No, she went. She went. So yeah, no. Oh yeah, I was then once caught in the. I was in her house, and then I pretended like I was fixing the fridge or something. Like I was sorting out some fit. I was like, I was, because you know, I didn't have to go out, like, okay, so like, you guys have a problem, put him on the water. Like, you know,
look, I
don't know whether to be impressed by your creativity or to be worried that you actually looked like a fridge fixing nigga.
Oh man, I don't know what the case was, it saved me, but I feel like they looked at me like, nah, you weren't fixing the fridge, we know, but we can't say you were not. But I could tell, like, you look a little bit too clean to be present. No, nothing, no tools, no anything. I was like, the fridge, yeah, if it's another problem, call me.
But wait, isn't this their fridge? Like, wouldn't they know if their fridge has a problem?
Exactly.
No, right? The reason why I was at this house was because the folks were not there. The person who came was like some uncle. Those uncles who just come through. Hey, I've got so many stories of getting caught. Like, but I was never actually caught in any deeds. Like, almost just before, or like, you know, on the
situation. In the beginning.
What about you?
Or just after?
Hey, listen.
Yes.
No, I never been a just after, because I did nothing.
Huh?
I had a during. Weird. No. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I got caught. It was an almost. So obviously the lookouts came through. I won't describe anything in between here, but luckily they had a gate in their backyard that went to the neighbor's yard. So I just ran out the back, went into the neighbor's, which luckily didn't have dogs, and then went I got lucky. No, not to chill up on my bridge, the boys road gate, you know. Watching the parents finish uploading that shit and going to the house, like, woo! And then almost died.
Did you have like a semi, like, you know, where it's like you just almost got caught in, and it's semi there, like, you know, you have to shake it off.
I don't remember, to be honest. I don't think so. That a fear, guys, you know, it's a, oh, forgot that dream ceiling, that's not anything.
Nah, guy got soft. Mona, what about you? Been caught before?
Never. Good.
You know, these girls are never gonna admit. That's the problem. Here we are sharing some of our.
No. That's not the point.
You can't admit what never was. It's like a fan and a deputy. You know what I'm saying?
It never happened.
It's all good. But anyway, like.
Go to the next
thing,
because you ain't getting shit.
Exactly.
We're not getting anything from the girls, bro.
We're not getting anything from the girls. Like, if you're a newbie and we put this out on Instagram, I'd really love to hear tell of when you got caught. Like, I really want to hear some of you getting, or almost getting caught stories. That'd be really cool. I don't know if we want to get to, like, the filling station quick, because I'm afraid of the time, and I left my battery charger back home.
You're a whole hit here. Why did you do that?
I thought I'd taken it, but I left it. This is the adulting. You have two charges. Like, Nyasha, we can see that you are loving your lips. It's okay. It's right.
Bro, they're doing all of the things.
It's fine.
All of them.
Let's go through. I really wanted to, maybe we can talk about this top 40 influencers a little later. I want to get to the feeling station before the podcast is too long. So let's get to the feeling station. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let the person who does it do it.
Really, really, though. Where must one point?
That's why. Welcome to the feeling station. Honestly, I feel like Mona should take over this one. Her eyes will be like, ooh, hello. Exactly.
Welcome.
Yes, you brought them. Those eyes. All right. Okay, filling station today. Okay. Adulting. Because of the pandemic, the options of finding people organically have become massively limited. You cannot go to any church service. You can't go to the club. Some of you can't even go to work to hook up with the intern, right? As you have been doing before. Listen, if I get out of this recording, please continue and then I'll join you. Like someone else take over and then I'll join you on that one from the phone. And then press record because it's my space. When a guy, like, because of that, there have been lots of people on my end who've been saying, Onai, are you single? I'm like, yeah, I've got a girl who you might like. And I've had so many hookup options that I've been having for the past couple of weeks. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have experienced these ones, those of you who are single, right? But one of the things yeah, you're right. No, I'm still smelling like UK. But no, I think...
I was about to say, because like, I don't think I've ever had a lot of my friends be like, oh no, so there's this guy. I think you need to meet him.
I have. I think now... I'm like,
am I not such an introduced? Am I not worthy? Am I not worthy?
I feel like people are pitying me. They're like, dude, you look so sad. Like, you need a girlfriend. That's what I've been getting. Now... I wanted to find out from you, like, if the deep, deep question here is this. I found out that if it's a guy who wants to hook me up with the girl, what she is, looks like the type of girl who that guy may like more than me. I don't know if that happens. Like, the girl that he chooses, oh gosh, what happened? Oh, okay.
We still have you on it.
Oh, sorry. The girl that he chooses seems to be a bigger reflection of the type of girl that he would like. It's only that maybe he's in a relationship, so he's not going to hook me up. And I don't know, like, so I trust when females hook me up with a girl, because I kind of feel like, unless of course they look at it like that. But I wanted to find out what's the etiquette, if this rings true to you. What happens when someone hooks you up with someone and you guys are talking, but it just... it's not going to work for you. How do you navigate yourself out of that situation?
You just tell them, Kota Asha.
It's a Sushanga. Communicate.
Jeff, I don't give a fuck about you.
Abra, we're like, of course, there's new friends, but we're sort of not too old for new friends, but Shawari Zakwan. So there's also no point in pretending and going on and then fading out at some point. I think kana mama uira hookup kana siri kupaiwa parongoba. And don't trust hookups from guys, because you know, I feel like when a guy tries to hook you up, I don't talk, it's a guardian of the galaxy. You don't know go out and get a smaller house yaki. Which don't say, hey, nah, it's all nice girl. About it's our girl.
I feel like that's terrible. Yeah, because I do remember that I was once, a friend of mine once tried to hook me up with a girl, and then, did y'all? Then you find out, like, okay, so I'm just like your backup.
No, but you do not. Okay, so Pat has a theory that I might date someone, and it's not a duckstand, and it doesn't work out. But it doesn't mean that person might not be right for Mona. So as much as it's a close relationship, sometimes don't block other people's blessings. Maybe you and
your ex
to be.
Mona Lisa, would you hook up your ex fling with Nyasha?
I would. I've been in a similar situation with the roles reversed, so I'm not panicky about it.
The thing is, it will work so hard. Because there's probably some things that, honestly, I think sometimes we're just conduits for other people to meet other people.
I agree. I think it's like, remember when you did the podcast episode on whether someone should date like your best friend's ex or something weird like that? Mm. And we did speak about the fact that sometimes, like the girls are saying, you see someone and you see like, I really like them, but I think this person will be better off with this friend of mine. they would probably have a more fire relationship. It would never be easy. It could probably be awkward, especially if you guys were intimate with with the person who you are now moving on, because now you're tempted to compare notes.
Yes,
but
because I'm trying to think if, because you know, I'm thinking like a guy here, like, and this is with all due respect, but I feel like some that, okay.
What is going
on? No, I feel like sometimes, you know, we have this mentality that, oh, you're now giving me your sloppy seconds. No human being is a sloppy seconds. But I'm just saying, in our minds, I think that's how we're wired. Like, you know, you're trying to give me some girl that you failed and you used. And now when I'm going to be talking about your ex, I'm talking about my best friend. It's a little, you know, a little tricky that way. But
the thing is, okay, so
you need to...
But
It
depends. It actually depends, hey? And it's not. It's being recorded.
Yes. don't self-censor yourself. Anyway, I wanted to put a wrap up to this conversation about, like, are you a good hookup though? Are you good at hooking people up? What is your success rate?
Me.
I am never. If anything, I am a professional cockblock.
What do you?
Yes, you are. Why?
I don't want responsibility. Too many times have I let people that I know get together and shit comes to bite me back in the ass. I want to invite people to things. Now I have to think twice. Oh shit, Manuel, what shall we do? No.
But it can't be your fault, Mona, are you good at matchmaking? A thing, Cupid?
Don't have enough friends to matchmake. Please stop laughing at my pathetic friendship life.
Mona, listen, are you telling me that? Mona, are you telling me that there's none of your friends who would like a mofo like me?
The only one who would is an essay. And that's my only friend. So.
Oh.
See?
Has she?
Hey, Nyasha.
What was the next question?
Sorry?
What was that next question?
No, I was going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you anymore.
Anyway, Onay, yeah. In case this goes to video, I'm sure you can see there's like two angles of me. So, you know, you can always pick between the two.
No, that's fine. No, but I really don't have anything else to say from this conversation about being hooked up or not being hooked up. But I just really thought it'd be interesting to find out what your experiences were with this particular way of hooking each other up, if you guys have been successful. Because I just kind of feel like more times than not, the biggest issue with me with hooking up is it already comes with a big expectation to date. And I feel like that puts people under. Like, at the end of the day, we feel like we're already the way we are supposed to be. But what if I don't want to get there as fast as you want to get there? Or what if I'm not seeing us yet? Does that pressure do anything to both of us? Does it change things? I feel like there's so much pressure with this, with when you hook people up, because there's this thing where, what if we don't work? Can we stay as friends?
You don't have to stay.
Why do people put so much pressure?
Okay, Mona, do you want to go first?
People put so much pressure. Yes, I do. Why do people put so much pressure on why if it doesn't work out? If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's not the bloody end of the world, guys. We move. We go to the next thing. What's the problem? And this river seven was required to quit, as you know, because it might not work out. It has not worked out. It is not an F. You tried, you failed, we move. If you like each other enough to remain friends, then remain friends. If you are I'll catch feelings, then cut it off. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
I don't think we need to. It's just like if you met someone by yourself, if it's not working out much, you force yourself to be friends or to, you know,
my issue here, Nyasha, is that from the very beginning, there's already that pressure that we should end up doing this. And people like me, for an example, I kind of start feeling the pressure already. I'm like, oh my gosh, so this is going to be a failure for her and I don't fall in love. And then sometimes you can take it, you can see it when you are not falling for the girl in that way, the way the girl is liking you. Or maybe the guy is now liking you and the girl doesn't like you. I've actually been in both sides where I was more interested in a person and the person wasn't interested in me. I'll tell you the story of, well, it's not really, it wasn't even a friend hookup. I'll tell you the story next week.
If you don't tell it, I will.
Tell it.
Tell the story. We don't have to. I'll tell you next week. It's actually like a very surprising way. It led to something good in my life happening, but it's a. Yeah, we'll tell it. We'll create a segment called Story Time.
I understand that there are expectations, right? But I'm just saying, there's no contract. There are no rules that it's a must for you to end up dating and to fall in love and to do all these things. Someone hooked you up on the chance, that you will click and you will end up in that space. It's not an absolute must for you to do so. It's one, I mean, when someone says they're hooking you up, they then say, oh no, you will fall in love with this girl. Or one of those, I think you might get along with her.
It's usually, she saw your Instagram pictures, she thinks you're cool, and you know.
That is
and sometimes
going
I really feel like, my Instagram pictures are not that cool, but like, sometimes I feel like, if a girl is already allowing you to be friends with her, that means that she's single and searching, Baba, and single and searching girls in Zimbabwe are single and searching, fam. Like, they ain't even stopping. Like, it's crazy out there. Oh, you think we're no, I'm just one in many. I shouldn't be too bothered about it.
I feel like, don't you ever notice how someone can hook you up with someone who should apparently be single, but the way they do not care for your existence.
Alright, so I don't know what the moral of the story here was. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Moral of the story is, don't put pressure on yourself if someone hooks you up. And if you are hooking people up, don't put pressure on them to commit to things that they don't know that they can commit to. Just like when someone says, promise me you'll say yes before you ask me for the favor. What kind? What if you want me to bury a body?
You did that to me recently though, Nyasha. It wasn't if I'm hooking up or anything. You recently wanted me to say, yeah. You recently you wanted to force me to do something, say yes, like, yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
No. I didn't say yes. I merely said, your fear of me trying your food is unfounded. You need to cook for me. That's not the same thing.
You sound like all the girls who I tried to hook. Who people try to hook me up.
There. What?
They're like, oh, now you need to cook for me. Like, I can't cook like that yet.
You're cooking for each other, guys.
But he's refusing to learn.
You know what's funny, Nyasha? Yesterday I made meatballs for the first time, right?
In my life.
Yes, I made meatballs, right? And when I made meatballs, after everyone had dinner and stuff, my cousin came up to me and just, I know, and I was hoping none of you were going to refer to them as that. But my cousin was like, ah, onay! Like, thinking that the more elevated my cooking skills become, the harder it will be for me to get married. But listen, that's a conversation for
another. The actual reverse. But anyway, I think our time is like, whoa.
Yes. Our time is like,
let's wrap it up.
But how do you tell a girl that you are not into it, even though there's nothing wrong? Because most times when you're not into her, when you're not into a guy, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, you just don't have that kind of thing. Do people feel bad about not having that kind of thing? Because
I think it's not so much a point. They don't have that kind of thing for you.
Yeah, but you know, some people start taking it as if it's a bad thing. Archie.
I feel like people just struggle breaking up with people who have nothing wrong with them, but they're not interested in, because Murukuchka relationship karma. You're afraid you're going to turn down a good person who didn't have anything wrong with them, and then you're going to get shitty relationships going forward.
Yeah.
But the honest truth is, if a person doesn't light your fire, they don't light your fire. They could be the best person in the world, but if they don't light your fire, there's no point to be forcing yourself to try and be with them.
I have a story time about that.
Do you want to tell it quickly? Or we can go?
We can go.
All right. I think this was our first Training Wheel episode for 2021. I'd like to thank you guys for all listening. I want to thank Nyasha and her hair, Mona and her eyes, and Archie. Yeah.
And my beard. I got some too.
There's nothing on you that I like besides your friendship, Archie. I like a couple of things, but it's fine. Nyasha,
the only other thing I got is ass, though, nigga. Like, I feel like now you gotta say it.
No, I like the way you text me sometimes. It's really cool. Anyway.
My God.
Nyasha, wait. Okay, Mona Lisa, where can people get in touch with you? Mona Lisa Chishato.
At Mona K. Chishato everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook.
And go. Which day should we be watching, Mona?
Monday and Thursday on Motswako _ TV.
Okay, that's great. Who's your next guest?
It's Nyasha David.
Okay.
The R&B nigga.
Yeah, Noda. That guy.
Okay. That's why he's the R&B singer and you are not. Nyasha?
Wow, Moof.
That was so unnecessary, bro.
Training wheels. We're getting used to training wheels. I'm removing the PC on now.
You can find me on Facebook as Nyasha Natasha Tembeza, or you can find me on Twitter, Nyasha _Tembeza, or on Instagram as Nyasha.Tembeza. And sometimes you can find me on le.sport_.
That's great. I wonder if we can find your hair there as well.
My hair is on my phone tools.
There we go. Archie, what about you, my guy?
I am on Archie Moyo on all social media platforms. I'm on leave for a month, so I will try to sort of revive my blog. And stuff.
Okay, but my name is Onai. Sorry, my name is Onai online everywhere. Nike Run Club, Onai Shonio, let's run together. It's pretty cool.
We're not trying to date you.
Yeah, listen, you do all channels possible, my guy. Nike Run Club too, my name. So thank you for joining us. I don't know what we say at the end of the show.
What up are you doing?
No,
at the beginning.
I don't know. We need to find something cool to say. Please, next week.
Something about feel to eat.
Spotify is now in Zimbabwe. Are we going to be on Spotify?
Yes, we're already on Spotify. I'm going to put it on Spotify soon. All right, thank you for listening to the show. Have yourselves. We'll find a nice outro. But yeah, bye. You can stop recording, actually, now.
Thank you. And now. Capital 263.